We're continuing with the laws of Besamim, and they get more interesting. The Kitza teaches us that if you have oil or water, and you perfume that water with different scents, so if it was used with Atzei Besamim, it means you use, let's say, myrtle, hadassim. So the halach is you make bere Atzei Besamim. If you use Isvei Besamim, you make bere Isvei Besamim. If it was a combination of Eitzim and Asavim, it means wood and types of soft herbage. So then we say Bar Minei B'Samim. Why? Because anytime you have a combination of things and you can't separate the two, you make Bar Minei B'Samim. And in fact, that's what the Kitzur teaches us. If you have a combination of things, unless you could separate them, you make Bar Minei B'Samim. Now, here's the caveat. And I've seen these types of liquids that they sell and they give and this and that. And the question is whether you can make Bayum and Besamim. They actually have different types of flavors. And what's used is certainly sometimes wood, sometimes it's used Isvei. However, the Kitzur goes on to say the following. If they take out the Besamim, that means they take out the thing, the source that creates that fragrance from the oil or the water, there's a doubt whether you can make a bracha on whatever's left over. Why? Because it has to be what's called a Reach Shish Be'ikar. And therefore, the halacha is you're not supposed to smell from these things. I think that the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim says, if someone relies on that and does, it's okay. But hence, any of these things that they produce today has to be made with thing that there's going to be some mamasha, some actual, whether it's the wood part or the leaves part, stays in the water in order for you to be able to make a bracha. The Kitzur goes on to explain the following. I just want to actually point out something that's so very interesting. What you have today is a lot of, what someone asked me about, chemical, much more chemically engineered types of perfumes. I mean, you can go into a perfume store, which we'll discuss in a moment. But the point is the following. So some say that, yeah, Rav Eliyashiv actually and Ovid Tzion both hold, that you could actually make a bracha even on synthetic type of perfumes. However, Oshlom Zamanovich Zeretzadik Livocha held that you can't. And therefore, I think that any of this stuff could like to make, in my humble opinion, a bracha without Shem Malchus. Ad Kedekach, I saw that someone is even, well, we'll get to it in a moment, actually, with the next halacha. First of all, the next halacha tells us if you have a fruit in front of you, you have Atze B'Samim, Isve B'Samim, and Mini B'Samim. So you make a bracha for each one, the appropriate bracha. But the first thing you should make is on the tree, on the fruit. And initially after B'Fers, like we learned. And then afterwards the wood, then Isve B'Samim, and then Mini B'Samim. Basically, it seems to be what's more detailed and what's more chashuv. Now, there's a dispute about the fruit being first. Some actually hold that the fruit should be last. Next is what's called mugmar, and this is what I want to relate to how it practically, practical shayla for today with all the different e-cigs and cigars and cigarettes. So putting aside the halachic ramification, meaning the concerns of it being dangerous and therefore not a good thing to have a habit with, that's certainly my humble opinion, and I think no one will disagree with that. It's just a question of someone already has a habit. It's just like Moshe Feinstein says, persons should definitely try to avoid these things. And you save a lot of money too. However, the question is, once you're doing, or even here, you see someone's, you smell the smoke of some of these, let's say, e-cigs, and have a really good smell. Do you make a bracha on that? Some actually held you make shahako. I saw that some say that on electronic cigars or cigarettes, you can make you should make shahako. This is from Rav Karp, who actually is a big pesuk, and I think in Itah, I forgot exactly what Kiyah Sefer. I think that the mice, this is a major machlekes, this goes back really to the Mishnah Berurah, the Gabbai Titon. Certainly, I think that a person should not make a bracha. At best, you should be mehalel a bracha or without Shema Malchus. In any case, so going back to the connection here is really mugmar. Mugmar is basically what's called incense. In the old days, and the Gemara speaks about this a lot, they were very busy with throwing things in spices and good smelling things on the coals, and it would create a beautiful smell. So the question is, first of all, at what point do you make the bracha? So the answer is, once there's already a column of smoke, right before, when there's a column of smoke, that's when you should be making the bracha. And before the column of smoke goes up, you can't, because it's not considered samech la'anom, and it has to be right before the pleasure. Now, if the mugmal, this incense, is made from eitz, from wood, so then make atzeh b'samim. If it's made from esev, from herbage, it's made isve b'samim, and if it's all types of mixture, you make boire mine b'samim. And this is specifically when you're making this incense in the house in order to have a good smell, for the purpose of smelling, not when you're trying to remove a bad smell. That's the reason why all these different sprays, even if you would say the synthetic things you make a bracha, but not on these items where they're specifically made to remove bad smell. For example, when they do it by dead people and or in bathrooms. Anything also that's not standing to smell. Now, this is a very important kitzer. That means, let's say you have perfumes and incense and spices that are in a room, but they're there in the room sitting for the purpose of selling. Kitzur Shachnau says they do not make a bracha. Similarly, if you sometimes what they do is they create a great smell when it comes to utensils or clothing, but it wasn't done really for the purpose of smelling. It was just done to give a good smell in the actual utensils themselves. You also don't make a bracha. Even though, the Kitzur says, you have intention to smell. Another interesting halacha, common halacha, you go into a store of perfume, or you go into what the Kitzur calls a base mirkachas, a patok, basically the equivalent of a pharmacy. And the person has an intention to have it to smell, so you make the bracha b'rim nebisamim. Why is that? Because here in the store, the purpose of it's set for the purpose not just of selling, but smelling, so people should be able to be inspired to buy from them. See, here you have the combination of purposes. One is for the selling, but really also for people to smell and to inspire them to buy. So then you make a bracha. In fact, every time you go in and out, if there's what's called Hesech Hadas, I mean, you didn't have intention to go back in right away, so then you would make a new bracha. Now, going back to what we said before, there's two important points in today's world. If you're going into perfumes, so number one, it's usually synthetic. And number two, it's a closed bottle. What's the difference if it's a closed bottle, open bottle? Because if it's a closed bottle, so if there's any smell, it's considered a smell that's right now emanating from Sa'areach She'en Ba'ikar. Again, the idea is that you're smelling something, and that smell has a source, a real source, a mamashtika source, something that's actually physical. And therefore, in our case, where the bottles are closed, you can. But if you go over to perfume and you smell it specifically, and let's say it's a natural musk, so that would be a perfect case where you would be making, of course, a Berim Yenebisamim. And another example that the Kitzur gives a Reach and Leikah is, let's say, clothing that we said before that you are perfumed, or even someone that rubbed his clothing on an esrog or other fruits that have a good smell. And now in your hand you have the smell, or even in the clothing, that's not considered a Reach and Leikah, and therefore you do not make a bracha. The Kitzur points out that we already learned earlier, we're going to learn in Simen Kuf Nun Beis that one is not allowed to smell the perfumes of another lady. A person is also not allowed to smell the perfumes that are done for Avodas Kochavim. And now we start Siman Nun Tes, the brachas of Shechayanu Va'atoyva Meitiv. And the Kitzur begins with a very interesting halacha based, of course, in the Mishnah Maseches Brachas that says, on Shmuis Toivis, you hear good news that you heard from a trustworthy person. And certainly if you saw it yourself, and it's something that is good for you, that means you can get a direct benefit, you make the bracha Shechayanu. Now, if other people are going to have a benefit from that news, meaning there's something that other people are going to be, let's say you heard that it was raining and now the fields of the entire city were waiting so much that we just had an Eretz Yisrael, although now the Eretz Yisrael is a crazy storm, so it could be that there's actually the opposite bracha, which we'll see, and it could be a combination even. So when a person has good news that's going to affect more than just himself, others, he says the bracha, what does that mean? Toiv to myself and meitiv to his friend, meaning to others. Now, if a person can make the bracha at the time that he heard the shmur, so the halacha is that he could still make the bracha afterwards, and the similar halacha will be regarding dynamics. And this applies to many different situations. One of the situations, as the person discusses, if a person has a child that's born, the halacha is when a person has a baby boy, people sometimes don't know, it's a bracha, you make a bracha atayva meitiv. If a person has a baby girl, you make shechayonim kimani gano lazman azeh. What happens if a person did it right away? Many times it happens, it didn't know. So some hold after 3 days, you can't say it anymore. And some say no. As long as you're still telling everyone about the birth, you're still excited about it, you could still make a bracha.